kind of nervous going to school because I like learning, but I have trouble with making friends.
Those clips are from a new documentary called Bully. The film attempts to shine light on what they call America's bullying crisis. But is bullying really a growing problem in the United States, or is there such a focus on bullying that it has now become an exaggerated epidemic? Let's have a fair and balanced debate. We have got the editor of Reason.com and Reason TV, Nick Gillespie, and the author of Queen Bees and Wannabes, the book that inspired the movie Mean Girls, Rosalind Weissman. Good morning to both of you.
Thanks.
Good morning.
Nick, let's start with you. You wrote an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal a couple of days ago. Yep. You don't see a bullying crisis right now.
Bullying exists about 28%, according to the government statistics. About 28% of kids say that they were bullied in the past 12 months. And that covers everything from being flicked off to being taunted to being pushed, kicked, shoved, spit on, things like that. It exists. It is not growing. All of the data shows that, in fact, schools are getting safer and children feel safer from harm than they did about 20 years ago. So in that sense, it's not a growing epidemic. And I worry that at times we talk about this as something that is continuing to grow and get worse and worse. And the response to that from parents, students, and teachers and administrators oftentimes ends up causing as many problems as it solves.
Right. Rosalind, what do you think?
Well, I think it's never good to panic about anything. And the thing that I think is most important about bullying is that inherently it's about stripping you of your dignity, of like who you essentially are. And so kids need to know about how to handle conflict and how to handle when people go after them. And that's always actually what school's been about. You know, apart from learning your studies, it's also about navigating social conflicts and being able to know how to handle discrimination and degradation and humiliation. Right. So what's important is not that, for me, this is not about an epidemic, and it's certainly not about talking to kids about let's be nice to each other, because right. kids do not listen to us at right. all when we talk to them about
sure.
this. But it's important to teach them competency about handling conflict.
Yeah, but yep. Nick, bullying is a problem. I got a friend whose kid is being bullied at a brand new school. They wait till mm-hmm. the teacher leaves, and then they pick on the poor kid, call right. him fatso and everything else. It's a problem.
Yeah, well, this is, you know, part of what you're talking about is also striking, is that when you look at where bullying occurs, first off, it occurs overwhelmingly at school, which is important to understand. You know, this is an involuntary situation where kids are lumped together.
Sure.
They're legally forced to go there. It happens in schools, most frequently in hallways, in classrooms, yeah. and on playgrounds where teachers are in charge.
Absolutely.
So while there are problems, you know, kids bully each other, and they have a pecking order, and they try to enforce conformity.
Right.
And I agree with Rosalind that we should teach them how to deal with that. We need to teach teachers and administrators and create a school system
right.
that doesn't create conflict, which is what our schools do now.
Well, right. actually, I would Quickly. Argue with that. Conflict is going to happen. And so we need to be able to teach people how to manage that competently so that
yeah.
we have people who can take responsibility for themselves.
Exactly right. All right, Nick and Rosalind, we thank you very much. Great debate on this
Thanks.
Wednesday morning.